The bill would require the state to opt out of a federal mandate requiring judges to revoke the licenses of all convicted drug offenders, whether or not their crimes involve driving while under the influence. If it passes, the new law would leave it up to judges to decide whether or not to punish drug offenders by revoking their driver's licenses. Linda Ketchum of Madison Urban Ministry calls it a step in the right direction. Her group works closely with released offenders, many of whom have served time for drug offenses.
Our best estimate is probably 50% of the people we're working with each year have lost their license as a result of that law.
Ketchum says giving judges the discretion to impose license revocation can make a big difference in an ex-offender's life. She says even in places like Madison, where there's a good bus system, getting to work and to appointments can be almost impossible if you can't drive.
There are jobs in Sun Prairie and Wanakee and surrounding communities that aren't served by Madison Metro. They're good-paying jobs. People can't take them because they can't get there. It does throw another barrier in the mix in terms of just being able to obtain a job.
Ketchum says the new law will also make it easier for offenders to take work release jobs while they're still in prison, because many of those jobs also involve driving. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.